Well, let me just say that we've just come from a rather extensive meeting. It lasted for about an hour and 25 minutes, I think. And I will not go into detail specifics. I never have, some of you may recall, and I won't do it here. But I will say, and I'll try to be responsive to questions, but we're not going to discuss the details of what I discussed, what the Secretary discussed. But I will say that the meeting was useful, and there was a lot of important content discussed, a wide array of issues. We're an hour and a half late, but I'll be glad to respond to a few questions.
Mr. Bush, Nick Daniloff from the United Press, U.S. News and World Report. That was my
favorite. What happened, Nick?
I've gone up in the world. Did you bring a letter from President Reagan inviting Mr. Gorbachev to a summit meeting in Washington? And if so, what was his reaction and what are the prospects of that one?
I brought a letter. I will not discuss the contents of it, but I believe that the President does feel a meeting would be useful.
Paul Rogers, ABC. There's been a spate of stories and suggestions that we are now heading for a new era of détente, or at least better relationship between Washington and Moscow. Can you give us your assessment of any possible shift in atmosphere?
Well, I think we both felt that it was constructive, non-polemical. If there ever was a time when we can move forward with progress in the last few years, I'd say that this is a good time for that. And our aspirations for that are high. But we're not euphoric, realistic in our assessment of things now. And we were before this meeting, we are after the meeting. But we encountered nothing there to discourage us in any way from these feelings that I think you appropriately say are high on hope, high that we can make progress in Geneva, high for an overall reduction of tensions. So nothing happened tonight that would discourage us from that, and the frankness and the usefulness and the content of the meeting was such that I think we have reason to be encouraged.
Mr. Vice President.
Yes, right here, and then I'll be over there.
Martin Walker, The Guardian. Did you talk about the Strategic Defense Initiative, and is it your feeling that the new Soviet leader feels this is an insuperable barrier to improved relations?
Well, you must have missed my earlier comment about not discussing the detail of what we did talk about, and I'm sorry, it makes it much less interesting, I know, but I will stay with that and just defer on the specifics of what we talked about. But we don't feel from the overall conversation that anything is insuperable. No. Yes, sir.
Mr. Vice President, Andrei Pietila, the Baltimore Sun. How much talking did Mr. Gorbachev do, and how much talking did Mr. Gromyko do?
Mr. Gorbachev conducted the meeting. I did it with great confidence and assurance. And the Secretary had something to say why there was the atmosphere was such that all four of us felt inclined to participate, but clearly on Mr. Gorbachev was the main interlocutor. Yes.
Stuart Laurie,
and self-confident in the statements. I mean, he made a very strong impression.
Stuart Laurie, the cable news network. You say that if there ever was a time for progress, that this is the time. Why does the change in leadership make this such a good time to present the United States? Is there something about the new leader, or what is it?
Well, I would simply say that my view on that would have been enhanced by the meeting we've just had. We're not euphoric, suggesting there are no major problems. There are big problems, major differences that we've had over the years and probably will continue to have in the future. But the climate was such that we feel this is a good time to move forward. And I hope that we adequately conveyed our president's views on that. Secretary Shultz saw him more recently than I. In fact, I haven't seen the president. I've talked to him once, but the secretary had long talks with him after the change here. And I know that George agrees that the president is very, very serious and indeed hopeful. And the secretary will report back to him. Do you want to add something to that, George?
Vice President Bill Eaton of Los Angeles Times, without going into details, can you say that the President Reagan wants an early meeting with Mr. Gorbachev in the next few months, or is this something that has to be put off down the road at the end of the year?
No, I think he'd be ready at the soon as the Soviet leadership would be, but that's just my speculation on that. I really do have to get to Brazil, and you can get to Brazil from here. We'll take two more. Yes, sir.
Mr. Rajagan, this morning, would you like to comment on the discussions with him, the Prime Minister?
On the meeting with Prime Minister Rajiv? Yes, we did. He accorded us a good deal of time. I had a chance to tell him how much the President was looking forward to receiving him in June. We discussed our relations with India, and we are encouraged as to how they're going. Nothing we do with any other country is to be done to the detriment of India. I think the Prime Minister understands that. So all in all, both the Secretary and I felt it was a very, very useful meeting. And with a very frank Prime Minister who really has won the respect of the people of the United States, coming in under extraordinarily difficult circumstances and conducting himself with real leadership and foresight. So we're looking forward to his visit this June. One more.
What question did you have of Mr. Gorbachev's readiness for a meeting with Mr. Reagan?
I really honestly can't answer it, not to trying to avoid your question, but I just couldn't tell you from anything about that. But, I have the very comfortable feeling in knowing the President as well as I do, and I haven't compared notes with the Secretary on this, that it would be fruitful and be good, and that there would be a, because of the way our meeting, we come away saying useful, we really mean it, and important content, we really mean that. We felt that we had perhaps made some progress, and I know that the President would feel exactly the same way. Well, listen, I hate to run, but we really have to, and I apologize for keeping you all waiting, but this was not exactly in our control. But again, thank you very much.